Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Well, it's a case that has baffled a lot of people. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers, and a person who can't answer a lot of questions. It's the case of the sheriff who shot the judge. Kentucky Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins charged with the murder of District Judge Kevin Mullins. We don't know a lot about the motive behind it. We do know that these two were supposedly friends for many, many years. In fact, they went out to lunch the very same day of the shooting, something they did on a regular basis. They shared time together. They talk about their friends and their family. It was professional and probably on some level personal as well when you spend that much time with another individual. Makes you wonder if there was a personal motive here when the sheriff decided to pull that service revolver out and aim it at the judge and pull the trigger multiple times. Joining us to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. We don't know a lot about this, but we do know that allegedly the phone number of the sheriff's daughter was in the judge's phone. In fact, the sheriff even tried to call his daughter from his phone right before all this went down. What's your take on what is going on here in this twisted story?
Well, I think clearly what's going on is this is extremely personal, and it is a crime of passion. I don't think it was anything that was thought out. I think there was a motive that was probably quite insidious that caused this sheriff, who has a stellar record, no issue, was, as you said, very close friends. I believe at one time they were even married to sisters or something, relatives of one another. This was a very close relationship. You can imagine this small town, smaller than some universities, and the relationship that a sheriff has to have with the judge in their jurisdiction. They were close. And for this to happen, and then he sets down his weapon and, hi, yeah, I did it. I think he was motivated by something he found out. And certainly that phone call and the phone number. Why would the judge have that? And did the sheriff find out something insidious? Obviously, it's going crazy on Facebook, crazy on social media amongst the people in that community. Right. I mean, we've seen them all talk about it and say, you know, something terrible was happening between the judge and the daughter. And then you saw the preacher come out and say, whoa, that none of this was happening. This is ruining this girl. So we've seen both sides of it, but something compelled that sheriff. And it was personal.
One would have to hope it wasn't just a phone number, because that'd be quite a reaction to just a phone number being in someone's phone. Now, why is the daughter's phone number in the judge's phone? I don't know. Could there be a plausible reason? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, sometimes there is, especially if you have kids or something, and sometimes you need to communicate with, I don't know the answer to this, but maybe it's something where, you know, you can't get a hold of your own kid. What's the other kid's number that they hang out with? You can reach them in some sort of, you know, emergency. That exists oftentimes, but maybe not this way. I don't know. I mean, if that's all it was, that'd be quite an extreme reaction to just a phone number and a phone without anything more there. So one would have to assume there may be something else going on. Does it involve the daughter? Is this something where we're all just jumping to that conclusion because that's the only little piece of evidence that we have right now?
Well, I think that yes and no. So it's one of these cases where I always said as an FBI agent, one of the questions I always ask everybody was, just tell me what the rumors are. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to hear the rumors is because at the seed of every rumor is some truth. It started somewhere. Usually it sparks out and becomes a big fire that, you know, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what's the initial spark? And so that's what I'm seeing here. I mean, I'm just seeing it so pervasive amongst the people that knew all of these people. So it, of course, has become a huge wildfire. Only is that spark have some truth to it? I mean, this was a sheriff. This wasn't just your average, you know, shoe salesman or you know, dock mm-hmm. worker or whatever. I'm not trying to say anything negative about any profession. I'm just saying his job was to be an investigator. Mm-hmm. That's what he was paid to do. He's a paid professional, and he was paid to oversee multiple investigations that were underneath him that were going on. Mm-hmm. So this is somebody that in their paid profession maybe investigated and found something really insidious and made this choice to take action.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, it's not a big community that this was the sheriff of or that this was the judge that was looking over. We're talking a handful of small towns here, so information travels fast. I've been getting emails from people, I'm sure you probably have too, who are in that jurisdiction that, you know, they got the inside scoop, or so they think. Things that we can't put on the air because there's just rumors and such at this point. But, you know, if this stuff is true, this could get really dark really quick. And I think, you know, really shock a community to think that some of these people that they trusted or this person that they trusted could be involved in such things. But again, it leaves a lot of questions, especially for the victim's family, the family of this judge. We don't know what he was up to. Maybe nothing at all. But the thing is, there's never going to get to be that moment between those family members or those people who didn't see that side of him to reconcile who this character was, because he's dead now, to really hear that side of the story. And maybe, you know, there's a lot of predators who have sides of stories that don't really matter because they're just twisted. But maybe they're not much. I don't know. We just don't know the answer to it because the judge or the sheriff went to that extreme of an action when finding out some sort of disturbing. So how long do you think it is until we figure out what exactly happened? Or are we going to find out what exactly that news was? The attorney's already saying, look, he was under extreme duress. This was a very emotional moment. And that's why he took the action that he did. Are we going to find out what sparked that emotion?
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out. It's going to be in filings. It's going to, he's going to go to court. I mean, I think he should, unless they offer him just some sort of absolute plum plea deal, you know, manslaughter in 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Unless they offer him some sort of plum deal, we should find out all the details. And I think it's all going to come out. I think either way, even if once he's convicted, I think he'll want to come forward and exonerate himself from a standpoint of saying, I had good reason for doing this. Again, there's never any good reason, but I think, you know, for, you know, ambushing a judge and you know, mm-hmm. unloading your pistol into him. But I think many of us could understand the motivation.
Yeah. Anybody with kids, if this is worst case scenario, I wouldn't want to have a gun on me if I heard that news and I found out the person in front of me was a perpetrator of some sort. Again, just allegations. and conjecture here. We do not know what happened, but yeah, I think you'd have a lot of dads and moms that would be hard pressed not to do a similar action if something really vile was found out that someone was doing to your children. It's going to be fascinating. We'll see where this all plays out. Is it manslaughter? Is it murder? Is it something else entirely? Time will tell.
Well, okay. And what you hope too, and this is why you can't have this kind of law that isn't decided by a court, but that's just decided by one person in a passionate moment. What if there were misunderstandings?
Yeah.
What if there were false allegations? What if something was construed being A and really it was B? Mm-hmm. And you know, we just don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we can all feel very confident to say, Tony, he, meaning the sheriff, thought something very insidious happened, and that's why he took action. He would normally not take such action unless he thought something.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.